We talked, I think it was last time, about trusting in the promises of Chazal. Talked about asking rachamim for osher and for chokhmah. The third example that Gemara gives is for bonim schorim. And everything seems to be totally in rachamim. There's another promise of Chazal, which is very pertinent and very active in these days of Slichus. And I thought that we would try to talk about that for a bit. And that is the Yud Gimel Midos. The Gemara says that there's a bris krusa, there's a covenant, a pact that was made between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch. And it stated that whenever the Klal Yisrael shekols man sheyasu lefonai seder zeh, they will perform this seder of the Yud Gimel Midos, they will not be turned away empty-handed. So there's a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu that whenever, in all the generations, just as Moshe Rabbeinu did after the Eagle, that was the first time that he expressed this, that when they will recite the Yud Gimel Midos and perform this experience of turning to Hashem and reciting these Midos, they will definitely be effective. They will never be turned away empty-handed. And I think that it's important to try to analyze a little bit what they're really all about. Now, even in the beginning, the first day of Slichus, one of the first things we say is Ki al rachamecho rabim onu betuchim. We are reliant, trusting on your mercy. And until now, in many different expressions and venues, we've discussed relying on the chesed Hashem. I trusted in your chesed, and because I know the extent of your chesed, my heart rejoices that the Yeshua is going to come. I feel this internal surge of trust because I know the extent of your chesed. But it seems, in reality, that rachamim even precedes this midah of chesed. We say it every day. In Shmon Esrei, we say, "Atoyev ki lo yicholu rachamecho." Hashem is the good one whose rachamim has never been withheld. V'hamerachem ki lo yisamu chasodecho. He's the merachem whose chesed never ceases. So it sounds like there's a connection there. In other words, he's the merachem, and because he's the merachem, as a result of his rachmonis, his chesed is able to be ongoing forever and ever and ever. It's endless. And that, of course, me'olam kivinu loch, that gives us the strength to find the trust in him, because we know that his chesed and his rachamim are both eternal. But the question is, how does it work? Well, what is rachamim? So it seems that the definition of rachamim is, now again, when we speak about Hashem's midos, we have a big problem, because we really have no concept. We can't possibly fathom the divine. Even Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, "Hoydieni no estrochecho." Teach me your ways. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Seder. Hashem taught him this Seder. He taught him to say these words, it seems. Chazal say, "Nesatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu betalisoi." He put on a talis and he performed the Seder of the Yud Gimel Midos for him, so he should know exactly how to do it, whatever that means exactly. But lemaisa, anything we understand is only in human terms. As the Rambam says, mahu nikra rachum afato heyeh rachum. Hashem is called rachum. Mahu nikra chanun afato heyeh chanun. We only know that he's called by these terminologies, which means in human terms, it's rachmanis. But in divine terms, it's beyond our comprehension. What is rachmanis in human terms? It seems there's two different versions of rachmonis. There's chus v'rachim. Chuso is also a form. We say, Chusa, have mercy. What's the distinction? So it seems that they say the distinction is that we say, Chusa ala moloch. Chusa is the pshat, I made you. You're my handiwork. I created you. Therefore, I have to have rachmonis on you. By dint of the fact that you're my creation. Rachamim, on the other hand, is a response to suffering, is a response to need, is a response to problems, issues, difficulties, distress, frustration. Hashem looks kaviyochel, and only to be understood in human terms, says, boy, look what you're going through. Look what you're suffering. Look what you have. It's so difficult. Have rachmonis. And when he has rachmonis, the next step is Hashem has rachmonis. Chesed, you know, then it, how do we say, Atoiv, Kilo HaMarachim, Kilo Yisamu Chasotecho. He's the Marachim, he sees our suffering, he feels the pain of our suffering, and his chesed is endless to relieve, and to help, and to give, to help to this, to end or to remove the suffering. So that's basically what the terminology means. And the Yud Gimel Midos, in fact, in places they refer to as the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, they're all really part of Midos HaRachamim. And really what we're doing is asking Hashem in a very specific formula, with a very specific promise that this will not be turned away empty-handed, but we're asking Hashem for a rachamim. Have rachamim. That's really, we have needs, we have problems, we have challenges. We face the unknown. We face difficulty. We have illnesses. We have emotional issues. We have family issues. We have merubim tzorchei amcho. There's endless issues that we have. Have rachmanis. Feel our pain. Focus on our pain. Kavi yochel again. And please do something about it. And that's really what we're saying. And Hashem promised Moshe Rabbeinu with this bris krusa. This is a covenant. This is a pact. This is a guarantee sealed in a bris that we will not be turned away empty-handed. So what are we talking about when we speak about the Yud Gimel Midos? And the goal is to reach Al Rachamecho Horabim Onu Betuchim, to take these Yud Gimel Midos and reach a level that we are now trusting Hashem that He will in fact evoke this Rachamim. In fact, we even ask him in Shmona Esrei to arouse his rachamim in order to respond to our bitochon. We say, Yehemu rachamecho Hashem Elokeinu. Arouse your rachamim. What should you do? Reward the saints of Chotevuch al Abitchem b'Shimcha b'Emes, Simchalkeinu imohem. Reward those that have true bitochon, and us amongst them, even though we may not be on that level. So we need the... We ask Hashem to have rachamim to respond to us. We rely on his rachamim. And then we ask him for further rachamim to respond to our reliance. So it's all about the rachamim and the counting on Hashem to be merachim. Yud Gimel Midos, very, very briefly. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun. Those four words are all words of rachamim. Hashem, Rashi says, if you look in Parshas Kisiso, Hashem is the midas ha-rachamim before a person sins. An innocent person, a child. No, nothing negative in his life, no sin, no shortcomings, no mistake. Hashem has mercy on him. If he has a difficulty, Hashem, the Adon HaKol, who controls and masters all, and he's merachim. Hashem, the second Hashem, is a midas ha-rachamim la'achar she'yechta v'yoshuv, Rashi says. After a person sinned, he did things wrong, but he did tshuva. He's improving, he wants to improve, he's coming back. Hashem has the same midas ha-rachamim for him as he had for that innocent person who never sinned a day in his life. That's a very powerful thought, because most of us are not that perfect person that never did anything wrong. In fact, so what are we? Well, we've made mistakes. We have sinned. But you know something? If we do tshuva, then the same midas harachamim that feeling for all of our pain, for all of our suffering, for all of our distress, for all of our frustration, for all of our needs, is as acute and intense, the same Shem Hashem, as it was when we were innocent babies that never did anything wrong. Kale, Rashi says to us, another lotion of rachamim. But what's the difference between kale and the other midas? So the Goyin says that kale is also a lotion of gvura. Kale is yesh le'el yodi lohon sed la'asoisi mochem ro. I have power. So the Goyin says it's the kale. Hashem uses power. He's koivish, his kas, in order to be merachem. He's koivish. He overpowers his anger. He should be angry at us. We make mistakes. We do things wrong. We're not behaving properly. We're this. He tells us how to live our lives, and we do what we do. So he's koivish the kas. He overpowers his kas, all to be merachem. So it's a third. And then Shem Hashem Keil Rach Rachum. He's merciful. That's just plain, straightforward. Seeing suffering, seeing pain, having mercy. V'chanun. Chanun is a lotion of matnas chino. Hashem has rachamim on us, and sometimes with all that rachamim, He cannot justify giving us the things we want because we don't deserve it. And He created the world to work with a system of mishpat. But you know, chanino, there's another midah of called chanun, chanino. Hashem has rachmonis, and He gives undeserved chinam. Chinam means doesn't mean I don't deserve the whole thing, but it's free, total free. There are free lunches. It's free. Hashem sees our matzav, sees our suffering, and bechinam, He's choinin. They translated to mean gracious, meaning He just gives undeservingly. Erech hapayim. Now, erech hapayim is a very interesting thing. A short fuse explodes before you have a chance to do anything about it. Not so a long fuse. The fuse is long, and there's time from the time it ignites until the time it gets to the explosives, something can be done. Hashem is erech hapayim. He's slow to anger. Even when we have evoked kas kaviyochel, again, Hashem doesn't have anger in the human sense, but even when we are deserving of His displeasure and of His anger, He doesn't allow Himself to become angry all at once. He's erech hapayim. He's slow to anger. It's a slow process. And the slow process, of course, allows us to do something about it before the consequences set in. Erech hapayim. V'rav chesed ve'emes. He does abundant chesed. Now, with all of the rachamim that Hashem has, it translates into abundant chesed. Chesed means the actual, rachamim is the emotion of kaviyochel. Hashem doesn't have human emotions, but it's the feeling your pain, the acknowledging your pain, the knowing your pain, and the chesed is doing something about it. He's rav chesed ve'emes. And what he does is emes, it seems, means that everything is 100% true. Anything that might be owed, any schus that might be unveiled from previous generation that have been long forgotten. That's what we say on Rosh Hashanah especially. He's zeichir kol hanishkochos atohu me'olam. He remembers everything on Rosh Hashanah. He brings to fore not only everything in judgment, but every schus that he can bring in our favor. So he's noitzer chesed, he's rav chesed ve'emes. He keeps that emes. Anything that's coming to you, you will get it. And that's part of the haftocha, that's part of the bris, that's part of that which we should rely on. So, you know, we have great, great grandparents. We got Avraham Avinu, we got great grandparents. And we have schusim. That also is going to affect our situation. Noitzer chesed la'alofim. Hashem not only is Rav Chesed ve'emes, gives us what we deserve, but He remembers, He preserves, and He pays for a Chesed that was done for 2,000 generations. 2,000 generations. Avraham Avinu is a few hundred generations. That's all. 2,000 generations, we haven't even begun to get near. And that's one chesed. Whatever it's done, it'll be paid out to your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, or for 2,000 generations. No, it's a chesed la'alof. That also gives us a great sense of wow. All the way back there, oh, what kind of chasodim, what kind of schusim we have. And it strengthens that trust that we have that Hashem will not let us down. And here is really the final blow to any doubt or any diminishing that we might have of our bitochon in Hashem. Why? Because what's the only thing that interferes with bitochon? Is Shema Gora Macher? Maybe I'm not worthy. Otherwise, I know Hashem is good. I know Hashem wants to do good. But I may not be worthy of all of this. So you know what Hashem does? There's another midah. There's another four midahs, actually, which deal with the fact that even though we may not be worthy, Hashem takes care of it that way. No, you say, Ovoin, I did an Avera b'mezid. Hashem overlooks it. He carries it. In other words, he bears the... He bears it, he overlooks, you know, forbearance, like, that's the word I think they use, forbearance. Ovon, or pesha is rebelliousness, also ovon is mazid, pesha is even if I was rebellious, v'chato, that's shrege, even a smaller thing, Hashem, and the reality, I guess, is that the big stuff he takes care of, okay, ovon, pesha, mazid, and even rebelliousness he takes care of. That's beautiful. So he'll forbear on my mazid, he'll forbear on my rebelliousness. But maybe he doesn't want to get involved with my little chatoim, my little shagigim, my little things that I did. That's too petty. You know, sometimes when we want to help a person, listen, I'll help you with the big stuff, you take care of the small things yourself. You know, come on, the last, I helped you move the big furniture. The little boxes, you know, come on, leave me alone. You know, you can handle that yourself. No, Hashem is, no, he say, Ovoin, Vopesha, Vichato. He even carries with forbearance even the small things. Everything he's going to carry and not bring consequence to us. But even more than that, Venake. Naki is from Nikoyun, cleans, Noki, he cleans. So the Bali Musa like to say it's like dry cleaning. I guess dry cleaning as opposed to putting a little water on a stain. Put a little water on a stain, you get rid of the bulk of the stain, but there's something little, there's a stain, the dirt, but there's some stain little maybe left. Dry cleaning, Venake! You can't even tell it was ever stained. It's completely removed through and through. That's what Hashem does. These are the midas of the Yud Gimel midas, the midas Harachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he has set up a system where, albeit we may not be deserving at all, or on many different levels, yes, no, or maybe, and yet he has created a system where his midas are to act that way with us, and our recital, and I dare say it isn't just a recital, and certainly if it's just a mumbling, you know, it's not the point. But there's a brisk sheyasu lefonai shedazeh. We do it, we perform it, we pay attention to it, we focus on it, we understand, and we recognize these midas for what they are, and we allow ourselves, and I wonder if that isn't the yasu, the doing is it, I'm trusting it, I'm relying on it. It's having an impact on my emotions. It's taking away the concern and the worry and the fear. It's giving me that sense that the future is going to be brighter, that the year will be a good year, and that those requests and those desires and those needs that I have, they will be fulfilled. That's really the sense that this bris has to develop in us. And when we recite it and we focus on it, we pay attention to it, and we, so to speak, perform that bris, that activity, Hashem promises us we won't be turned away empty-handed. This is, in fact, going to make a major, major difference in our lives. And I think that is something that we have to pay attention to here. And I would say more than that, we have to really take that lesson with us in everything we do in life. Because in reality, we have to constantly thinking, when we think about Hashem, we're thinking about His midas harachamim. We've indicated here, I think we've mentioned here at least, Rabbeinu Yoina on the Gemara in Brochas that says when we say Baruch Atah, we bend down and we're feeling fear, and then we stand up and we feel that Hashem is Zekif Kefufim, and he says that that's an expression of Bitochen. Where's the Bitochen in Zekif Kefufim? I think the Pshat is very poshut. Hashem is the Baal HaRachamim. That's the Midah that Rashi says, Hashem, Hashem, He's the Baal HaRachamim. So I bow down, I'm feeling, I'm in front of the source of everything, but I may not be worthy. And then I straighten up and I say, "Ooh, Hashem is Zekif Kefufim." He straightens up the bent. So what does it have to do? Then it says, you know how much Rachmanis must go into straightening up all the bent people? Everyone who can straighten up, who can sit up on the bed in the morning, is worthy? Highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. Teres says, Hashem is Zekif Kefufim Berachamim to so many millions, maybe billions of people who may not even deserve it. But he's the Zekif Kefufim. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Beyiras Hashem Mivtachois. That through that Yira, when I bow down and I straighten myself up, when I say the Shem Hashem, and I think that Hashem straightens out the bent, and that goes for the whole world, and that is the ultimate expression of His Midas HaRachamim, giving people out of Rachamim beyond what they deserve. Ooh, that gives me that Yiras Hashem Mivtach Ois. That gives me the strength to be Tochen, and I too can be Batuach in the Rachmi Dishmaya. I think the focus on Rachmi Dishmaya is very, very critical, because we have difficulties in life. And sometimes the difficulties get a little bit overwhelming. If we just were aware of one thing, that kaviyochel, again, we said in human terms, because we can't know Hashem's essence, real essence. But if I were to think that right now, oh, I stubbed my toe, but Hashem has rachamim. He feels my pain. Just that feeling my pain is a tremendous level of consolation. Someone feels my pain. And with everything, with every difficulty, with every challenge, with every krechts, with every little minor frustration, the Gemara says, Yesurim is, you put your hand in your pocket to give a dollar or a nickel or whatever it may be, and you can't find one, that's also Yesurim. With all my Yisurim, I stop to think, Hashem has Rachmanis on me. Whatever I suffer, to whatever degree, however slight it may be, Hashem has Rachmanis. When someone has Rachmanis and someone feels my pain, that in itself is a tremendous source of strength, is a tremendous source of consolation, it's a tremendous source of comfort. I must have mentioned here, I don't know, I don't remember, but I remember years ago sitting Shiva in Yerushalayim, and Reb Chaim Shmulevitz came to be Menachem Oval, sat over there in the corner of the room, and he cried for 20 minutes like a baby. He got up, said, Amok Menachem, and he left. That's about one of the only things I remember from that whole week. Somebody felt the pain. It's such an amazing thing. It's such a comforting thing. That's Nechoma. That is the greatest nechoma. Somebody comes in and cries. I'm telling you, 20 minutes, he didn't stop. Didn't stop crying. If we were to know that on every movement and every frustration and every difficulty and the slightest pain, the slightest suffering, the slightest frustration, the slightest obstacle, the slightest disappointment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels and feels our pain, it would be a tremendous sense of comfort. But it goes further than that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as we mentioned before, the Toiv Ki Lo Yicholu Rachamecha. He's the good one who never withholds. You never withheld your rachamim. But what do you do with your rachamim? He's the Merachim Ki Lo Yisamu Chasodecho. He's the Merachim who never ceases to bestow his chesed. So imagine that. Every time I have a challenge, every time I have a frustration, every time I have a difficulty, every time I have a pain, I focus on the fact that Hashem is Rachmonis. He's being Merachim. He's being Merachim. And what do I feel and believe and trust is the next step in that? He's Loisamu Chasodecho. His chesed will follow suit. And that's what we really said in the Yud Gimel Midos. Rachum v'chanun erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emes. Because the chesed is the natural outgrowth of rachamim. When we feel rachamim, then the chesed is almost natural. You know, I've said many times, I don't know if I've said it here, but I've said many times, I was spoiled from a lot of the small chasodim that Rabbi Aryeh Levine used to do. One thing, a famous thing, but so small, really, so insignificant, when the Rav Herzog passed away. Rav Herzog, in those days, there was no seat of the Rabbonus, no Hechel Shlomo. Everything used to take place in his dining room. You know, all the important meetings in Israel, and he passed away, and the house was empty. So Rav Aryeh used to go by every Friday afternoon on the way to shul, knock on the door, open it up, "Good Shabbos, Rebbetzin." That's all. I thought to myself, I could do that too. I would do that. I wouldn't think of it. That's the problem. It's the sensitivity. It's the rachmonis. Think, oh, this woman, her house was busy 24/7. And now nobody even bothers to set foot in it. It's the feeling almost naturally, you know, we're also created b'tzelem elokim, and we're enjoying to develop those midas, but one of those midas is I feel rachamim, and I respond. I feel rachamim, I respond. There was another time there was a whole series of people that were killed in an attack, and they were all the bodies were lined up and covered in the hallway in Shaarei Tzedek, and they saw Reb Aryeh going with a photographer, taking pictures of all the dead faces. And I said, well, what are you doing? What? He says, there's going to be shilas with their wives, with agunas. He says, this way we have a picture. We can identify, you know, who was and who wasn't. So, like, I would do that. We'd all do that. I don't know if I'd think of it, though. So when we have this sense of rachamim, the chesed almost comes naturally. Oh, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's also like that. He's the Toiv Kilei Cholu Rachamecho, and he's the Merachim Shelo Yisamu Chasodecho. And it's really based on that formula that we know that he's the Toiv, and we know his Rachamim is never withheld. He always feels that pain for us. And he's the Merachim who, based on his Rachamim, he never withholds his Chesed. Me'olam Kivinu Loch. That's where we get the strength to put our trust in Him. And when we recite the Yud Gimel Midos and we reflect on the Rachmim of Hashem, and we remember that there's a bris krusa, a haftocho, that we will never be turned away empty-handed when we yasu lefonai seder se, and I assume that means not just to say the words, but to internalize them and inspire myself with that recognition, appreciation, and confidence in the Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have that Haftocha, that will never be a wasted effort, that will never be turned away empty-handed. And as difficult as it may be to get up early in the morning for Slichas, it seems it's all worth it.